Gail Edmonds, good morning to you. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, thank you. I'm well, thank you. And this is definitely, you know, the sort of blockbuster season has been and gone, and now it's time to go and see some adult films. And The Promise is definitely an adult film. It's about the Armenian genocide in the Ottoman Empire, which obviously is Turkey, which took place between 1915 and 1922, and it is absolutely horrendous. It's one of those historical things that actually not a lot of us know about, and it's still denied by the Turkish government, and it's illegal to talk about it in Turkey, bizarrely. So this film is by Terry George, who you might remember from, he did Hotel Rwanda a few years back,
yeah,
and he now tackles another very difficult subject. And he's the sort of love triangle between the Armenian medical student who goes to Constantinople to study medicine in the early 1900s, and then there's a French educated Armenian woman who is tutoring his uncle's children, and then there's an Armenian American journalist who's covering, who's working for AP in Turkey at the time. And the three of them meet in Constantinople, and then the genocide begins, and they end up flung to three different places in the country. And we get an overview of the historical facts through their eyes. And in places that love story can be a little clunky because they bring them back together here and there. But by and large, it's beautifully shot. It's an incredible film about an absolutely horrifying, horrifying thing. There were originally 2 million Armenians living in Turkey. At the end of the genocide, they had killed 1.5 million of them. So just to give you a sense of the scale of it, it is just horrendous. And one of the most incredible parts of this is that a French warship sailed to the coast of Turkey, and 4,000 Armenians were saved. They held back the Turks for 53 days with a few guns and some rocks, and then ran down the backside of the mountain and were rescued by this French battleship. So that's, you know, it sort of does have, for want of a better word, a happy ending. Not a happy ending, but it is interesting to see the French coming to their rescue, which, of course, is in stark contrast to how refugees are largely treated these days around the world. So it's quite an interesting point. But another interesting thing is if you look on IMDb, you know, the big internet movie database, you'll see that this film has quite a low rating of 5.9. And that is because of a large propaganda review machine that kicked in as soon as it was shown at the Toronto Film Festival. And a whole lot of Turkish government reviews were put up giving it 1 out of 10 and calling it lies. 61,000 and some change reviews. And then the Armenian populations around the world countered that with about 59,000 of 10 out of 10. So what you end up with is a mean of 5.9.
Oh,
and now that it's opened, it's actually rectifying. But it's a very interesting thing because I looked it up and I thought, how odd that a Terry George film would have such a low rating. And that's why. So it's quite fascinating because, you know, it's because they deny it, there's been a lot of vitriol around this film. And getting it made, it actually wasn't made through one of the big studios. It was privately funded by the former studio head at MGM, who put in $100 million to get it made. He's since died, and every single cent made at the global box office goes to charity. So it's a very interesting film all round, not only beautifully shot and interesting from a historical point of view, but also from the way that it's been made.
And I'm also, Gail, looking at the choice of actors, quite strong actors.
Yes. Oscar Isaac, of course, is Poe in the new series of Star Wars, which if you're a huge fan like me, you'll know. He's also a very strong actor. He was in A Year of Violence quite recently. He's been around a long time doing interesting work, and he's very good holding this film together. And Christian Bale does a relatively good job as a kind of hardened war correspondent who's actually horrified by what he sees. And then Charlotte Le Bon, who you might, if you saw The 100-Foot Journey, you'll remember her as the sous chef from that. She's a lovely young actress. She does a great job with these two actors. So it's, there. And they've also got lots of guest stars. Like, you'll find Armando Santos in there as the captain of the French ship. And you'll recognize various people in there that have just got short pieces, little roles. So it's well acted, it's well put together. It's well written with, as I say, because they have to keep drawing the characters back together in unusual places, it can feel slightly clunky, but it really is very forgivable, considering the subject matter and the importance of it.
Lastly, Gail, your rating out of 10?
It must be an 8.
Ooh.
For social conscience. And it is long. It's long. It's 133 minutes. But if you don't know anything about the genocide, by the time you've finished, and it's pretty historically correct, I checked that on the real versus real, you know, and it's pretty close to history with the obviously the love triangle made up. But it's good adult viewing, and it's worth seeing, and of course, it's for a good cause.
And there you have it, Gail Edmonds. Thank you so much. The Promise is the movie. Have a good day.
Cheers.
Cheers, cheers.